Well, I, you know, you go into a game like this against such a good football team, and you know the damage they can do on offense in seconds. And my first thought on this game, certainly, I'm very proud of our team. I think we're getting better as a football team, and I think each week we're getting better, and that's real important. And certainly on defense, we're getting better. For our defense to hold somebody for that, a team like that to 10 points, get the turnovers, you know, it starts with the coaches and filters right down to the players. But very, very proud of those guys. And offensively, you know, we did the things necessary against this team with leads when we got the leads. And I thought it was a very, very good team victory. So, you know, we'll pleased with it and wake up and get ready for the next week. Well, I think what he does, I think anybody that flies around like he does, you know, makes big hits, gets interceptions, even though he fumbled one, okay? So I won't talk to him about that, but a little ball leverage there. Catch it and then give it back to him. But the big hits, how he flies around and the plays he made, and he was everywhere in that field. And, you know, certainly I thought that, you know, your whole defense emotionally raises their level, and they play at a whole different level, and I think that's what it creates a lot of enthusiasm and certainly a heck of a player. I don't know, but I think it had to be close against one of the best offenses in the country. I would have to say it was pretty darn good. You know, you get out of some critical third downs, you get out of some critical fourth downs. I don't know how many times they punted. I don't even know they punted the whole day. Maybe just once or twice. And just get out and downs against a team like that just doesn't happen very often. And it was a balance of guy, you know, the perimeter making some plays, linebackers, blitzing, defensive line, knocking. We had several tip footballs, balls flying in the air. And, you know, really just an outstanding effort. But we are getting better. And I think anybody that has followed us the last 3 weeks, we're improving as a defensive football team and I think as a total team. No, not really. We like to attack on offense. I think you have to give them credit. You know, they play against the spread offense all the time, just like our defense does. And so what they did is they really clamped down on a lot of perimeter people. They did some good things in terms of just trying to lock up with people. Obviously, what that did is it left running lanes open. And so we adjusted. You know, when we lost Tony Wednesday, I thought we'd have Tony back, and he bruised. Actually, he had a sprained ankle, and then he bruised right above the sprain on Wednesday. Just a freak thing happened in practice. And so we lost him. I was obviously very concerned because if we had to run the football. But, you know, you look at Jimmy Jackson and you look at Derek Washington, and this is one of the reasons why we played Derek, you know, in case of injury, you know, a player that, you know, he, and we've only seen a glimpse of what he can do. And certainly Marcus Wood and Earl Goldsmith, they all contributed. So, you know, that adjustment was made as we went through the game. And obviously we could run the ball pretty good today, and so we decided to lean on that. Yeah, a little, but I think we leaned on that. I think, you know, we like to throw the ball. We like to get it downfield, but it was clear from the very beginning what they were trying to do. So what we did was just trying to, you know, it was obvious we were getting – the running game was working. And then certainly we got into the third quarter, did the same thing. And we made some big throws, you know, on that one drive. Chase Kaufman made that catch down the sideline. They got 45 yards, and we got that in the end zone. And you know, then obviously at the very end, we're just trying to milk the clock, and we run a bootleg. And, you know, J-Mac, like I've said before, can change a game in one play, and he does. I think Will Frank had a big third down catch, and so you know, we adjusted it, and it feels good that you can adjust, you know, and not adjust but lean on one side of your offense, you know, if it presents, the defense presents it to you. As of right now, it's 6:15. Can be incomplete tomorrow morning, so you never know. So, you know, what we'll do is, you know, Garrett has an elbow sprain. Jeremy Macklin has a shoulder bruise, so he got back in. And William Moore has a shoulder strain. Other than that, I think we're banged up a little bit, which we're going to be. But all we're trying to do, and our whole thing, is just keep getting better as a football team. That's what we talk going into this game, keep getting better. And if we keep getting better, and it doesn't matter who we play, you know, we have a chance to, you know, have a good year. Well, I said, I think, from the very beginning that I felt our defense had good athletes and they could run, but we had inexperience. And I said in the beginning of the season, I said, if October 1, they're a lot better than September 1, then I'll be pleased. And if November 1, they're a lot better than October 1. And I said that exactly, and I think we're going that direction. And then, as you well know, it's huge confidence builder. You know, it's amazing what you do. And it's hard to get confidence if you don't have success. But I think our staff, even though they were taking a lot of hits, you know, because we weren't playing well early, I think our defensive staff has stayed very, very positive with our players and just focused on, you know, trying to get better and don't worry about everything else. It's exciting to be playing much better defense. Temple, I'm not sure. Hopefully we'll get him back. But I'm not going to say anything this week, because every week I say we're going to get him back, and we're not going to. So I won't. I'll know a little bit more Monday. No, it's a bruise. I don't really know that. I mean, he limped a lot yesterday, but I really haven't had a report per se since then. He's been getting treatment, you know, three times a day since Wednesday. So. I think so. I think, you know, I went into the team meeting on we ended the game last Sunday. Then our players had Monday off. They went into the team meeting on Tuesday to present what we do. It was a 5-minute team meeting before practice. We present the personnel of the next opponent, and we were introducing Texas Tech. And the thing I told them was, a lot of people, they knew they played well against a really good football team. Okay. But I told them the story, you know, when Texas, you know, beat us here bad, and people were cheering because we played them well. I told them that story. None of these guys were here at the time. It was in 2002. And so I wanted to really make clear to them that, you know, there's nothing wrong with feeling good you played well. But if you're not bitterly disappointed that you lost that game against Oklahoma, then your standards aren't high enough. And so that being said, I there's no question that they got confidence off of that game. There's no question. But what was important that they got the message that if you want to get to the top of the mountain, you better think that way. And I also think our seniors did a great job of just letting that game go with our players. Let's get focused on the next one. So I'm very pleased with our leadership. I always said it's a fun business when you win. Well, what we try to do is Matt tries to mix it up a lot. We drop, sometimes we rush three, drop eight. Sometimes we rush five. Occasionally we rush six, sometimes four. We twist up a lot, roll the coverages, disguise, different things. That's what we do. I mean, it's nothing more magic than that. I think there's probably a confidence level there, too. If they look back the last few times we play our defense, hey, we play these guys pretty good. But you're a head coach on the sideline playing those guys. You're scared to death. You know, they can score three touchdowns in 2 minutes like that. So, you know, there's never enough points. That's why we kicked that field goal at the end. I'm scared to death of the 31-point lead. So, anyway, I think Matty Eberflus and defensive staff deserves a lot of credit for coming up with a really good game plan and getting the players to believe in it and executing well.
Shoelock's touchdown right off the bat. Did you sense on the sideline that kind of set the tone for defense to have a game like that?
Well, I thought it was – obviously it was huge. I think, you know, we haven't had huge numbers of turnovers in one game. We went into the game in my team meeting, and also Matt did the same thing with the defense on Tuesday, that we wanted five turnovers in this game. We got a score on defense, one, and we got five turnovers. Exactly what he told him Tuesday. And I gave him that message again on Thursday in the team meeting. Certainly, you know, when it happens, that, you know, that's pretty good. And Stryker looked good. It was great to see him get that in there. I thought that fake punt was one of the greatest calls there ever was. Thank you.